Let's go ahead and get started. This weekend, we want to focus on the love of Christ. And that is really a foundation for our Christian faith. Yet it's so easy for us to somehow lose track of that. We will see that we cannot truly love him until we deeply, until we see how deeply and how much he loves us. So we can't love him until we can see how much he loves us. And until we love him, we'll never be able to flourish in our walk with the Lord and our commitment to him. So it all begins with the love of Christ. Really seeing with our spiritual eyes that he loves us so much. And so may the Lord open our eyes and our hearts to see in a fresh way the love of Christ. So let's just pray right now for the weekend. Father, we come here hungry for you. We want to know more. We want to understand more. Lord, we want to know you more. And we especially ask, Lord, that you would open our eyes, every one of us, including the children all the way on up to the oldest of us, Lord, that we would see your love in a way we've never seen before. So we just commit this time into your hands. Amen. Okay, so I want to really encourage us to listen and to take notes. You know, most of the verses will be up here. You can jot them down, go back later, and read over them. And most important, let's just be asking the Lord throughout this week to speak to us. He wants to speak to us. Okay, I want to start off with a prayer that Paul has for the Ephesians. And it's in chapter 3. And let's start with about verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, in fact, let's kind of maybe personalize that he would grant you here at Emmanuel Fellowship, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. I mean, just a powerful prayer. Three things in particular I want us to look at. One, he prays that they may comprehend with all the saints, just like all the saints today. And by the way, who are saints according biblically? Anyone who believes on the Lord Jesus, right? And is following him. So that we would comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the height and the length and the depth of his love. I know you may have done this before, but I know when our kids were small, sometimes we would say, you know, especially as we're putting them to bed, I might say, Brianna, I love you from here to the window. And she'd say, I love you here to the dining room. And then I'd say, I love you from here to Denver. And then she might kind of say, I love you here to the moon. And then we're getting the stars and everything like that. And you've probably done something like that too. Well, this is what God says. He says he wants us to know the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of his love because it's so big. And then he says that they might know, or that we might know, the love of Christ. And by the way, it surpasses all knowledge. It's so big. And then he says, so that, and this is the end result, that we would be filled up to the fullness of God. And actually, Ephesians talks a lot about the fullness of God. And it says that really the mark of a mature believer in Christ is experiencing the fullness of Christ in our life. But it all starts with what? Comprehending His love. Knowing His love. And I know we say, if I were to ask you, how many love God? We'd say, yeah. But how many of you know that God loves you? We'd say, yeah, we have a vague idea about it. But do we really understand the magnitude of His love? That's what we want to talk about this weekend. Because knowing the love of Christ is where it all begins. And by the way, this is repeated over and over and over in the Scriptures. John 3:16. It's a verse that most of us know or at least have heard. It says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, right? He loves us that much. 1 John, I'm just going to read just five or six verses here just to show you how it's over and over. 1 John 3, verse 1, just the first part, it says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us. That means that He has poured out on us. There's no limit to it. It's bigger and bigger. In fact, that's one reason why it's going to be in eternity before we really understand the depth and the height and the width and of His love completely. But get this, He wants us to start learning that even here in this age. And when we do, we'll be filled up with the fullness of Christ. 1 John 4. Or no, maybe 3, verse 16 first. It says, we know love by this, that He, Jesus, laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But He loved us. That's how we know love. 1 John 4, verse 9. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. In other words, He was going to die for our sins to forgive them. Beloved, if God so loved